Hello and welcome to this National Minimum Wage podcast on interns. My name is Barry Green. I'm a senior officer with HM Revenue and Customs. Today I have Minimum Wage Head of Professionalism, Learning and Guidance, Russell Clark, with me. Russell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, we're here today, Russell, to talk about interns and in particular some existing misconceptions around the minimum wage. What's all this about an HMRC focus on interns? Why are we even talking about interns now?
Earlier this year, the government started to take a much closer look at unpaid internships. And that culminated in HMRC sending warning letters to hundreds of companies and looking at carrying out enforcement action against employers who we deem to be not following the law with regards to this issue. I think it might be useful to expand on that a little bit. So employing unpaid interns as workers to avoid paying the national minimum wage is against the law. What employers are doing who are doing that is that they're exploiting those workers, and that's in contravention to the National Minimum Wage Act. So HMRC is targeting companies who are advertising unpaid internships, whereby individuals work for free to get the skills and experience they need to get into that industry sector.
So what do we know about the use of interns and numbers of them and the sectors that they tend to be prevalent in?
So what we know is that about 70,000 internships a year are offered in the UK, and we base that on some research that's been done by the Sutton Trust, who are a social mobility charity. It's estimated that of 10,000 graduates who are in internships 6 months after they leave university, a fifth of those are unpaid. It's also been calculated that the cost of doing an unpaid internship is more than £1,000 per month in London and more than £820 a month in Manchester, putting valuable work experience beyond the reach of those from families of low and middle incomes. The fashion industry and the media are the two high-profile areas where we continue to see unpaid internships being offered up. And recently we've seen trends which include advertising paid internships when really only expenses are being paid to individual workers. We see advertising expenses such as £600 a month for full-time work. We see a lot of startups who promise work when the business is up and running, but ask interns to work for free up until then. Now, the problem is that that arrangement makes the individual a worker for national minimum wage purposes. We also see employers taking on students who are not taken on under an Erasmus or other approved foreign student program. We also see taking on graduate students as undergraduate students when they have already graduated. We see that employers are taking on interns or unpaid interns, but giving them a contract of employment, and that they're specifying duties. For example, they'll be giving them an employee handbook and placing obligations on those individuals at the same time.
So let's strip all this back then. Are interns entitled to the minimum wage?
So I think that what's important to understand is that there is no definition of an intern within national minimum wage law. So there's no concept of that. It's not in the legislation, it's not in the regulations. And so we have a situation where there are a group of workers, or there's an understanding that a type of worker exists which is an intern, and I think there might be a misconception that if you're on an internship that you don't have any rights under the national minimum wage law, and that's just technically incorrect. Work experience can be called a placement or an internship. It's just a title that an employer gives to an arrangement that they've put in place. And what we're interested in is what actually happens in practice. It doesn't matter from a legal standpoint what an employer calls a particular arrangement. What matters is what's happening in practice. And in terms of assessing that arrangement, that's the way that HMRC would look at it. We would examine all of the facts about what was happening in practice, and we would be making a determination about whether or not that individual is actually a worker for national minimum wage purposes and has an entitlement to be paid at least the national minimum wage.
So then, Russell, what's the difference between an intern and a volunteer?
So, an intern is entitled to the national minimum wage if they qualify as a worker. An intern's classed as a worker and is due the national minimum wage if they're promised a contract of future work. In general, a volunteer is someone who has an arrangement with you or your organisation which doesn't entitle them to a financial reward or benefit in kind for the work they perform under that arrangement. They don't have to turn up for work if they don't want to, even if you or their colleagues expect them, or they generally work to a regular pattern. They can't be dismissed, they can't be sued for breach of contract, or have payment or reward withheld if they fail to do the work or perform the services they were providing. The intention behind the unpaid activity, whether to benefit the environment, other groups, or the individual personally, is irrelevant from a legal standpoint. Someone may volunteer to do work to gain experience or in the hope that they'll get a good reference. However, a promise to provide a contract or further work that will be paid may make the individual a worker for minimum wage purposes and thereby entitle them to be paid national minimum wage. Now, volunteers may be paid back reasonable out-of-pocket expenses. So payments of such expenses won't make them a worker for minimum wage purposes. But I think it's important to understand that payment of expenses is based on actual expenditure. So you can't, for example, set up a situation where you pay a volunteer a fixed amount for expenses of, let's say, £100 or £200 a month. The payment which you make to them has to reflect the actual expense incurred by the individual. And if it doesn't do that, there's a danger that it will be considered to be a reward and pay for national minimum wage purposes.
So in terms of the national minimum wage, there are exceptions. So what are they in terms of who gets it?
Probably the most obvious one is a student internship. And the easiest way to think about that is that students can be required to do an internship for less than 1 year as part of a UK-based further or higher education course, and they're not entitled to national minimum wage. We also have school work experience placements, and they'll generally be school students in the latter parts of their education who conduct work experience while still being of compulsory school age, i.e. they're under 16 years of old age, and because of that they're not entitled to be paid national minimum wage either. We've then got voluntary workers, so workers aren't entitled to the minimum wage if both of the following apply. So if they're working for a charity, a voluntary organisation, associated fundraising body or a statutory body, they don't get paid except for limited benefits, for example, reasonable travel or lunch expenses. And then you've got scenarios which might include things like work shadowing. So the employer doesn't have to pay minimum wage if an internship only involves the shadowing of an employee, i.e. no work is carried out by the individual intern themselves, and they're only observing the work of another employee.
Russell, can you give me a couple of examples of when national minimum wage applies to a person who may have been incorrectly categorised as an intern from the outset?
Yeah, so let's say that someone applies for a position at a record company, and at the outset they're told that for 3 months they'll be paid expenses only, and this is referred to as an unpaid intern. However, as part of the agreement with the company, it's promised that at the end of the internship, the individual will be taken on the books and paid above the minimum wage. Now, that person should be paid at least the national minimum wage for the whole time he or she spends at the record company. Whether someone is a worker doesn't depend on what the job title is, so in this case, the employer has called it an unpaid internship, but that title doesn't matter. What matters is the individual circumstances. And it's the promise of paid work at the end of the 3-month period which is creating that contractual arrangement. It's creating an expectation of future reward, which would mean that it's likely that that individual will be treated as a worker for national minimum wage purposes.
And can someone, for instance, sign up to a contract that says that they essentially are going to be unpaid?
The overarching comment there is that national minimum wage legislation does not allow for an individual worker to sign away their right to be paid the national minimum wage. For example, an individual takes up an acting role in a short film and he signs a form agreeing to work unpaid, but he's promised a small percentage of any future profits. A DVD of a copy of the film and tickets to the company's release for the rest of the year, but no salary. So in that situation, he should be being paid national minimum wage. An individual can't sign away their rights. Entitlement to minimum wage depends on whether the individual is a worker. And in this scenario, the worker isn't a volunteer because he will get a reward for the work that he does. The fact that no cash changes hands is irrelevant because a benefit in kind has been offered here. That benefit in kind will have a monetary value and therefore count as a reward.
Well, that's all excellent information, Russell. Moving on, what would your advice then for employers be in the main?
So I think that, first of all, I'd advise employers to go to the minimum wage work experience and internship page on the .gov UK website. This goes into the definitions of work experience, what counts as an internship, etc. It also gives a number of scenarios that employers can refer to. In addition, businesses can get further advice by contacting the ACAS helpline, and the telephone number for that is 0300 123 1100, and that's available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. or you can use the ACAS helpline online.
So on the flip side of that, what advice would you offer up for interns?
So interns can go to the Employment Rights and Pay for Interns page on .gov UK, where you'll find further information. And just like employers, interns can also get further advice by contacting ACAS at the same number that I've mentioned previously. You also have the option of reporting problems with working hours or the minimum wage by filling in a pay and work rights complaint form on the Employment Rights and Pay for Interns page of .gov UK.
Thanks very much, Russell. That has been really insightful today. Well, hopefully now you've got a good grasp of why the subject of interns is so important in a national minimum wage context, and we've signposted the relevant pages on gov.uk. If you want to get a comprehensive look into the minimum wage, we have a 4-part series of webinars on the gov.uk website titled How to Make Sure You're Paying the Minimum Wage Correctly. The presentations take you through entitlement, type of work, common errors, and putting things right should you find arrears. Go to the Help and Support for Employing People section of the gov.uk website or search HMRC webinars and scroll down to the National Minimum Wage section on the landing page. You'll also find our other podcasts on there. This has been a National Minimum Wage production for HM Revenue and Customs.